What do you mean? It went to penalties, but a great spirit at the end and a great win in the end as well against Leicester tonight.
Yeah, I said to the lads before the game, you know, it's an important game for us because it's nice to win Saturday, obviously, in the FA Cup. We've got three home games in the week. It builds momentum, it builds confidence. So we obviously want to win the game, but it was an important game for us. I mean, sometimes people disrespect it. You know, we have made changes for the right reasons. We've got a couple of injuries. There's a couple of players who need games, and it's a good opportunity to get your young lads on as well. So, you know, you look at it, I think we've had 7, 22 and under who finished the game tonight, which I think it was 8 in the last round as well. So that's a positive. You know, we've won it on penalties, obviously drawn in the 90 minutes, but I think it was a game that, you know, when we started how we started, which seems to be a bit of a trend with us at the minute, we start games really well. We started well today. We got the couple of early chances. We took one with Tomo tapping in, which, you know, positive for him because he's back to scoring ways after the two he got in the first game of the season. But we've spoke about a little go at half-time Saturday against Hartlepool because there's when you get a team on the ropes like we did on Saturday and we start well, you know, keeper makes a save, a corner we nearly score, Big Kev scores. When you sniff blood in football, it's important that you keep your foot on the gas, you keep after them, you strangle them, you try and kill them off early doors. I thought Saturday that we just let them come back in a little bit. You know, the back line, you know, if you haven't had any interaction in the game, that's when you're at your most vulnerable. So it's important that they keep the focus and the discipline and the agent with the defending. And it only needs you to go 5-10% off and you can get, you know, a sucker blow. And that could have happened Saturday until we tightened up again. And tonight was exactly the same. You know, you look at it, it was a long ball forward. We missed the header. We give a poor foul away. It's a keeping error. And then suddenly, in a game that you're dominating and you're well on top and looking like you're going to win and go and get two or three more, it's 1-1. And then obviously with younger players, they have that enthusiasm. You know, they've got some good players in their ranks. Let's have it right. You know, the captain tonight played a bit and on loan last season. So, you know, when you look at a couple of others, I think one of them was in the England under 20 squad. So, you know, they've got good players in the ranks. But what we did, we give them a lift up. We give them a shot on the arm. And that give them the momentum to go on then and try, you know, come out and play with a bit more freedom, a bit more spirit. And then they started asking a few more questions of us. We then become on the back foot a little bit, you know. And that's the way it went. Second half, could have gone either way. We've had a couple of chances. They've had a couple of chances. They've got the goal, disappointed. Again, it can happen from if you start making changes. And we changed our shape from the corner today because they threw everyone forward and just left one defender back. So we left Tomo up front being our quickest player. And all we needed to do is get the clearance anywhere in the pitch. And Tomo had a 1v1 with the lad who they left back. So it was a little bit disjointing. You've got young Steve Yorson going back in there and Adam Campbell in a little bit of a false position, but we tried it because football is about problem solving. So disappointed that we conceded it from the corner. Let's have a look at it again to see where it come from. But we kept plugging away, we kept battling, and we scored a good header with Elliott at the end, so take it to the penalties. And then, you know, even penalties says a lot, you know. Strange that you get your nose in front, they miss one opportunity for you to go right. This is where we kill them off, and then we let them off the hook again by, you know, missing the target. And I do believe that you should never miss the target from the penalty spot. Any penalty scored is a good one. Any penalty missed is a bad one. And you know, that was a poor one from Reese when it opportunity to hit the back of the net. And you see Sam Lovello had a good game. His mentality when he goes up and smashes it in off the crossbar. You know, Stuart Pearce like, and set us up nicely, and Campbell tucks it away, so we win the game. So overall, there's some good positives in there. Like I said, we've got a lot of young lads who are on the pitch all together at the end. But negatives, you know, when you're 1-0 up, go after them, go and get a second and a third, get the game put to bed, take the pressure off you, go and play with freedom. You know, we let teams off the hook. And as I say, we've started games particularly well this season. That was again the same tonight. But we let them off the hook. So, as I say, pleased in some respects, way to do in others. But it's a good learning curve for the lads tonight and overall, I'm pleased. And as you say, it's a win. and it was a nice game. It was a decent enough game. You know, what crowd was here? Looked entertained. It got end to end at the end where both teams are going for the winner. They get the winner, then they sat back and invited the pressure. We get the equaliser, and everyone likes their penalty shootouts at the end. So we'll take the win, whichever way it comes. It was penalties tonight, so there you go.
You say you take the win, whichever way they come, but the smile on the fans' faces, you came off. That said a lot, didn't it? Because 2-1 down, 3 minutes to go, you turned it round and you got the fans on your side, which bodes well for the weekend.
That's right, because Saturday when you come off the pitch, everyone's absolutely made up because we've beat a decent Hartlepool side in the cup. You know, you come away there tonight losing the game, everyone goes, oh, God, I shouldn't have lost that. And, you know, you're not really getting the clap off and, you know, a little bit of negativity, what have you. But we won the game, as you say, by putting the smiles on people's faces. And it's strange football because I've got to look through the result and see where we can improve, what we need to do better, what we've done well. And, you know, we've turned in quite a lot of performances this year, like Hartlepool, but we've lost the game. And it's, oh, God. And I've looked at it and gone, no, you know, we've had the chances. The difference was we took the chances Saturday, which is great, and we got our nose in front and ran out wavy winners. And tonight, as you say, we've drawn the game, but obviously we've won in the penalty shootout. And as you say, it's nice to see all the kids behind the goal with the phones on, the lights on, and all shouting and cheering. And it's nice to see the Morecambe faithful smiling again, because that's what we want to do here. So we've had big smiles Saturday, smiles again today, and hopefully it smiles again at 4:45 on Saturday.